came on him and changed Jesus from being a good man to an extraordinary man and a miracle worker. And you'll notice he never did any miracles before he had the baptism of the Spirit. And some of you wonder why you're powerless. Maybe it's because, and I'll say it probably is because, you don't have the baptism of the Spirit. Here he's saying, the Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord, is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. Today I proclaim to you the favorable name of the Lord, the favorable year of the Lord. I'm declaring to you that his favor is upon you. You need to go forth now and say that over your days. You need to know when you walk into a day, this day is already blessed. Now the word says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad therein it. Now I'll add something else that some people basically say and operate this way. This is the day the Lord has made. Stand back and watch me mess it up. Well, some people might say, well, that's rather humorous. No, it isn't. It's stupid. It's really stupid. Some people are so busy cursing their days, they can't receive a blessing. Some people are so busy looking for a car wreck, and they're disappointed when they haven't had one quite yet. Well, don't look for that car wreck. Don't curse your car. You know, maybe your car isn't the newest model on the street, but, you know, get in, pat the dash, say, I bless you in the name of the Lord. You're going to serve me well because a man or a woman of God. And you get up and you go on and you bless your days. So what have you decorated your days to be? Have you decorated them with success and favor and blessing and prosperity and protection and health? Have you done that? Well, I suggest you do that. Take a calendar, lay it out there. Hang it up in the bathroom. Hang it up where you're going to see it. And see, what did I want to see? What did I put in this day? Well, I put favor in this day. I'm stepping into favor. It's already here. It's already arranged. It's already in place. I don't have to wonder if it's going to happen. I put it here. You see, now remember, I put things in my house where I want them to be. I don't put the coffee table in the hallway where I'm going to stumble over it in the night. I don't do that. I put it where it belongs. Well, where does favor belong? Where does health belong? Where does prosperity belong? It belongs right in the middle of your life. And let me tell you, when you catch this, that you can orchestrate, arrange, and configure your life from here on, it's going to change your life. Oh, Lord, this is the day of harvest. Lord, I've had a time of seed planting. I've planted my seed under the influence, under the Spirit of the Lord, under the name of the Lord, under the presence of the Lord. I've had it all. He was there when I planted my seed. He was blessing my seed planting. Now this is a day of increase. Put that there. See, let's say that you plant on Monday. You start putting increase Tuesday, increase Wednesday, increase right on down the line. You know, pray. On the 15th, Lord, that's not a day that I suffer over the bills. That's a day of harvest. See, put it in there. That's a day of harvest. Put what you want to happen in those days and you'll be blessed. Father God, I thank you for this teaching on 30-fold in 30 days. I thank you for this teaching that we can orchestrate, organize, assign, and arrange our days. We can decorate them with the things we want to have. And Lord, it'll be there operating when we get there. And I thank you for that in the powerful name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we say that you're the Lord over our lives. You're the Lord Jesus that saved us from sin. We're going to walk with the very best understanding we have of your name, your blessing, and your presence. Father God, I cover this teaching with the blood of the Lamb Jesus. I say it can't be stolen, stopped, or destroyed, or distorted in any way. Amen.